Hello, beautiful people. Happy Friday and welcome to today's Fit Friday episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. My name is Katie and today I'm going to give you my top 5 tips for pushing yourself harder in a workout. I recently was feeling really just blah and in a lull when it came to my workouts, about my body. I think I have a pretty strong body image and I feel confident about myself and my skin, but recently, I just felt blah, not motivated in my workouts, sleeping in, lethargic, just kind of on cruise control. And anytime I feel cruise control or I feel stagnant, I don't like it at all. So I decided it was time to switch things up. I started taking CrossFit. Now, you've probably heard a lot about CrossFit, maybe some controversy, and I'm not going to get into that. All I know is that it has allowed me to follow these 5 tips and I'm almost a month in and I can't even tell you how much better I feel. So tip number 1 is try something new. When I say new, I don't just mean, oh, try a new class once or twice. I want you to step outside your comfort zone. What is one area of fitness that truly makes you uncomfortable? Something that makes you almost nervous thinking about it. You know, I'm not saying try something that you hate, but what's something you've just always wanted to know more about but really uncomfortable? So maybe you've dabbled in some yoga classes at, you know, your Group X studio that has kind of a variety, but maybe you just really want to dive deeper into a specific type of yoga. You know, try taking a class at a specific yoga studio. Maybe it's hot yoga, maybe it's vinyasa, something that is just almost super intense, where everyone around you, you feel like they're going to be experts and you're going to be the outsider. It's got to be something that makes you cringe. When I first signed up and joined CrossFit, I literally had a pit in my stomach before the first workout. And I know that sounds silly, right? I'm a personal trainer. I've got a background in fitness. Why would I be uncomfortable? But just knowing that I wasn't going to be the expert in the room and it was so outside of my realm, I kind of knew what I was getting myself into, but not really, was exciting. And it was an adrenaline rush. And anytime you have that level of discomfort, you know, anytime we take action on that level of discomfort, we grow and we become more confident. So find something that makes you nervous. Maybe it's a cycling class. Maybe it's, like I said, yoga. Maybe it's Pilates or barre. Maybe it's running. Maybe you're going to sign up for a marathon. Something that makes you scared and you're almost scared to tell other people. Tip number 2 is to create a competition or join a challenge. Now, you could look at this a variety of ways. So I'll use CrossFit as the example again. The thing that I think has really allowed me to push myself harder is the competitive aspect. Now, they have this app where you can log your workouts and there's actually a leaderboard. Now, for some people that might make you feel like, oh, I'm a big loser. I'm ranked lower than everybody else. But for me, that's motivating. I like to see maybe I can be stronger than I think and push myself up to that higher rank with these strangers who I don't even know. Another example, there's a lot of cycling classes or a lot of boutique fitness places coming out where you wear a heart rate monitor and your heart rate monitor is up on the screen and you can kind of use that as a competition, right? The instructor might tell you to be in a certain range and you get these awesome stats delivered to you after your workout. So you've got that competitive edge or that number or something that you're working towards that's outside of how I'm pushing to feel right now. I know in CrossFit, it's also a lot against the clock, against the time for rounds, for whatever it is. And a lot of times they'll also give a prescribed workout, right? They have the CrossFit Games. It's this whole kind of people compete for it. So they have the kind of a suggested workout. And then you, of course, modifications between. So I always try to push myself to do it heavier than I thought. And I've learned a lot that, you know, I'm a lot stronger than I've thought I am. And it's allowed me to push myself. You know, I wouldn't know that unless I challenged myself with weights or with other people. Another example is Paulina, our friend. She teaches at a class at a gym called Cycle Barre. And what they do is they have almost races within your cycling classes. It pops up on the board and you compete against different rows. And it is so much fun to see where you rank, and it really pushes you to be number one or not be in last place. Sometimes that is motivation enough for me. Another way that this could work for you is to join a challenge. So maybe you don't just do yoga, try a new class, maybe take it a step further to, I'm going to commit to going to yoga or going to blank class, blank workout 3 times a week for this whole month. Give yourself some sort of challenge as a challenge for yourself. Maybe you can get a friend to join in with you. All right, third tip is to set a goal with a fast approaching deadline. So for me, I said, I'm motivated, like I said, a lot more by weights and by, you know, how my body feels, how my body moves. So I set a goal that I want to be able to do over 5 pull-ups, and I want to be able to do that in 3 months. So that's very tangible. And while that doesn't sound like a long time, I've been working on pull-ups for quite a while and I've almost got them down, but now I'm trying a different workout, a different method, right? Because the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. So I'm trying something different, keeping my eyes on that goal of getting those pull-ups. Why is that important to me? I don't know. I think it's a sign. I think it's an awesome fitness test, a sign of strength, and I'll just feel really proud and badass when I can do that. Another example is setting a goal to run a marathon, right? Sign up for that date, something that's going to come and you can count the days down and you can really track your results. Maybe it's body fat. Now, I personally am not motivated by the scale. I can sit here and say, I want to be X percent body fat and X number of pounds all day long. But for me, it doesn't force me to change anything. So find what motivates you, some sort of goal that's going to be uncomfortable, tell others about it, and make sure you put a deadline behind it. Otherwise, tomorrow never comes. The last tip is to switch up your nutrition and make note of how you feel. Now, this might sound weird, how to push yourself, but if you're not fueling properly, you're not going to be able to push yourself to your limit in your workouts. So for me, it's supplementing with coffee or some sort of pre-workout supplement. Now, of course, do your research. Make sure you get something that doesn't have a ton of junk in it, but something, you know, try that. Try having coffee or some sort of caffeine before and see if that maybe adrenaline or that boost of energy affects your workout. Maybe it's monitoring your water intake. Maybe it's just seeing if you perform better when you consume carbohydrates. Maybe if you perform better when you consume carbs and protein, carbs and fat. Just play around with that. Be mindful so that you can properly fuel to push yourself to your limit in your workouts. Now, I'm not saying that you should feel like you're going to puke, but I want you to get to that point where let's say it's strength training. Your muscles are burning and you want to quit, but your brain tells your body, no, 2 more, 1 more, whatever it is, and you push past that point, because that's where we get not just physically stronger, but we get mentally stronger. When we can push our body to our limits, it forces us to get outside of our own head and just make stuff happen. Am I right or am I right? So I hope these tips motivated you to push yourself a little harder in your workouts. Now, of course, listen to your body, but we are all about balance, and I think you know when it's time, when you're cruise control, and when it's time to step it into gear. So as always, if you like these tips, feel free to share this podcast with a friend. Super easy. All you do is go to the share, and you can send it through a text message, through email, someone who maybe will motivate you to push yourself as well. So send them this podcast. Be sure to subscribe, leave us a review, and as always, let us know what you think at Fit Friends Happy Hour via email, Instagram. Yeah, you know how to contact us. Have an awesome weekend. We will talk to you next week, and go make it happen. Bye.